This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A wild weekend as we get ready to swing into a pretty big week on the Hill. It includes U.S. missionaries and children abducted in Haiti. Police are blaming a notorious gang, and the reason they know about it is because of an app that somebody happened to have to alert people to their dire situation, and includes an American, too. Sad situation there. I'll give you the deets on that. There certainly are some interesting stories to get to that are a little lighter, like a wild week in the NFL, some last-minute, last-second heroics that led to big, big wins. Since we do that nail-the-score thing here on the show, I'll just tell you right at the top, nobody nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score, but oh, came so, so close. And as I said, just a wild weekend in the NFL, a way for many of us to take refuge in these games. And the Arizona Cardinals, woohoo, once again, a perfect 6-0, beating the Browns 37-14. Nobody leveled a guess in that direction. And how about the Dallas Cowboys with their overtime win against the Patriots, 35-29. It was a wild one, 5-1. The Dallas Cowboys are. I know that there's people that are listening to us in Bengals territory. They're 4-2 with a 34-11 win over the Lions. And there were some other big games, too, to talk about, and we'll certainly get to those when we get to the Man Cave in our next hour. But first, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us and joining us on this show as we kick off a wild, wild week. It is going to be one I can just tell. You got the Supreme Court with some crazy late nights and some heavy, heavy decisions that will be handed down, I think, throughout this term. And what will those deliberations look like? And, you know, what doors are open and what doors are closed? We will soon find out. But I mentioned at the top of this what happened in Haiti. The gang, 400 Mawozo, is accused of kidnapping. Violence in Haiti has soared to crazy heights following the assassination of the president and two natural disasters. I mean, it is a nightmare. It is a mess. It is hell on earth in the middle of a pandemic. So 17 people, including 5 children, were kidnapped near the capital. This Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries released that information. A voice message from the ministry said that the group's field director was not with the group that was taken and was working with the U.S. Embassy. They just sent out, this is a special prayer alert, pray that the gang members come to repentance. And these missionaries were trapped after they had visited a Haitian orphanage. And then they were abducted. And as I said, the abductions have soared. And, of course, it's about money, obviously, and getting them back. Sometimes they ask for $1 million, but then they'll take $10,000 or $20,000. There is no fixed amount. But in the last couple of months, 400 Mawozo members have engaged in mass kidnappings involving buses, carloads of victims. In April, they kidnapped 5 priests and 2 nuns, which prompted several Catholic universities and schools to close in protest. At least 328 kidnapping victims were reported to the National Police in the first 8 months of 2021. So Saturday's abduction comes just days after an entourage of U.S. officials held talks with leading Haiti police members, including the chief, and the effort was led by the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy, Human Rights, you know, the whole long title. And the U.S. pledged $15 million to help reduce gang violence. So this is not good at all. Very, very disheartening as to whether or not these people are going to be okay. And remember, I say this is on the heels of these disasters. Of course, the 7.2 magnitude earthquake in August that killed 2,200 people and destroyed 130,000 homes. The infrastructure is a nightmare. Tropical Storm Grace then smashes into the country, dumps 10 inches of rain. And between that, the gangs, the assassination of the president, it is just a dangerous place to go. But a lot of missionaries with very, very big hearts, especially from the U.S., try to help the abandoned kids and try to help the people in Haiti. So you wonder if there will be some that will be hesitant to do that, because this is becoming more and more prevalent. More and more so. Yeah. So that is the question. I mean, what do you do in these situations when this is a place where you want to go? You want to help, but you know that the kidnappings are on the rise and it's just too dangerous to go there. So you can imagine, with the involvement of the U.S. Embassy, what they're saying. Remember that oil spill we talked about, just a couple of weeks ago, it seems? Investigators are now saying they believe a 1,200-foot cargo ship dragging an anchor in rough seas caught that underwater oil pipeline, pulled it across the seafloor months before a leak from the line fouled up the Southern California coastline with the crude oil. Because they've got a team of federal investigators trying to figure out this nasty spill. And they boarded a Panama-registered ship hours after that ship arrived this weekend off the port of Long Beach, the same area where the leak was discovered in October. You know, in early October. So during a prior visit, that same ship, during a heavy storm in January, they believed that that anchor dragged for an unknown distance before hitting that 16-inch steel pipe. Can you imagine? So that happened in January. So the impact would have knocked an inch-thick concrete casing off the pipe, pulled it about 100 feet, bending it but not breaking the line. But undetermined in this case is whether the impact caused that leak or if the line was hit by something else because of some other problem. So they're looking at a whole bunch of different ships and scenarios. I mean, that's pretty much how they've laid it out. The Coast Guard on Saturday designated the owner and operator as parties of interest in their investigation into the spill. And it's estimated, you don't know for sure, but to have released about 25,000 gallons of crude into the water, killing fish and birds and mammals all along Huntington Beach. It was just a nightmare. And the wetlands there, so damaged by this, they had to temporarily close it all for that cleanup work. But the good news is it's not as bad as initially they thought it might be. But, of course, then it reignites, what do we do with offshore drilling in federal waters in the Pacific, because they got hundreds of miles of pipelines that were put in play decades ago, right? So is this just a freak accident that ignites this contentious debate over where do we go from here with these pipelines, and especially in California, the capital of serious regulations, and so many in California who are fighting the idea of offshore drilling, so the huge oil spill didn't help the cause for keeping things in place. Your thoughts coming up next as we hit the mailbag.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. Thanks to all of you out there who love to hit me up on the mailbag, and I love it too. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact 24/7. I know that you listen to me all different times in all different states, which we love, and we thank all of our affiliates for that. So whenever the mood strikes you, you can again reach out and touch us, so to speak, through the miracle of the virtual mailbag. All right, I got this one from Joey, who's listening to us on 9:20 a.m. Palm Springs. He says, Kate, they're having a big transition here in Palm Springs, but I still get your show, and I heard you talking about the BNP Paribas Open, and I thought that was pretty cool that you kind of tipped your cap to Palm Springs. You obviously love it and have been here several times. We love it too. I actually moved with my family from the Midwest many years ago, and we've really dug in and become part of the community. There's some cool things that that happen out here in the desert, I think, that people aren't aware of. And I think there's also a misnomer that we absolutely have zero water available in Palm Springs, and that's not true. There is some concern in the West about water and supplies because of what's happening and obviously what we've seen with the fires. But I would like to tell people that, yes, we do have water, although we have some areas to be concerned about, and of course, whenever there's heavy pumping in the Coachella Valley Water District, you know, relying on a bunch of different sources to provide to customers, whether it's recycled or groundwater or imported or whatever. I mean, yeah, there, you know, there's things that you have to be concerned about, because we've got farms and golf courses. We got, in fact, 36 plus golf courses, and we use the Colorado River water and a state water project and a whole big exchange there. And that's part of what happens in the Coachella Valley. It's really interesting if you go back into the history of it. But I just wanted to say thanks for the shout out and tell everybody we're okay here in Palm Springs because we stick together. I love that. We stick together. Yeah, there is a sense of community there. I've spent enough time there that I see what you're talking about. And I know what you're talking about as far as water, because initially, when that whole area was being developed, of course, you didn't have water. That's the idea. You had to get the water imported, and so that's what happened in the late 40s. I remember doing a whole thing on this at one point when I lived in California and I was a reporter, doing a whole water thing about the whole state. And that whole idea of what you said was right about the Colorado River doing that, using artificially replenishing one of the aquifer sites in the Coachella Valley. I mean, but that's the concern now, of course, is because what happens when some of those sources dry up, because before they had to rely on rain and snow melt from mountains to replenish the aquifer at that one location, I know. But now they have other ways of importing water. I mean, that's the key. You got to have, right? You got to have a backup and another backup and a backup after that. Anyway, thanks, Joey, for that shout out and realizing, yes, that I was in Palm Springs. All right. This one is from Hal, listening to us on 1340 in Iowa. And he says, Kate, I'm wondering, there's so many political things that you and I could talk about. I would love to buy you a cup of coffee and do that sometime. I can't wait till you come to Iowa. But I'm wondering what you think of Iowa's chances, and has it been, you know, has it been fun to watch Iowa, except for this week, of course, and Purdue? Do you like Iowa to be there at the end for one of the four teams? Yeah, you're talking about to be there for the playoffs. You know, gosh, they were looking so good, right? And then Purdue walloped them with a couple of sevens and 14 points heading into, you know, at the halfway point. But they were still, they were just back one touchdown, and then ultimately, you know, there was too many zeros on the board for Iowa. So 24-7 was that final score. I caught chunks of that game. And, yeah, so the playoff picture is a little bit, it does get a shakeup, right? Because Iowa is number two. So it's going to be that whole comparison of where do they stand at the end of this thing, because you got to look at the other teams like Georgia at number one. They're still perfect in the SEC and perfect across the board by knocking off Kentucky, Cincinnati in a weaker conference, but knocking off, throttling UCF at three. And then what about Oklahoma, and what about Alabama? So then you look at those one loss, and how much does that weigh in? Still going to be, it still has been, and still an incredible year for Iowa. That's what I would take away. I was kind of bummed. I was bummed for Iowa, because I thought that they were going to beat Purdue, but that didn't happen. All right, on to another one. This one is from Marie, who says, Kate, it's heartbreaking to read and hear about this kidnapping of these missionaries. How do you kidnap missionaries who are trying to help your people? It's all just about a money grab, and it's got to be frightening for the people with those kids with them to be in those circumstances. And it just makes you wonder. I get it, because I bet they don't really believe their targets, but I would never take kids into that situation. I'm not really attacking them. I'm just thinking out loud, wow, how risky is that? And anybody better take note of what happened to these missionaries, because a lot of people do go to Haiti, and the people really need the help. But how can you do that if you're just have a target on your back the second that you arrive? You're not much help to anyone if you get kidnapped. And I feel badly for those people, and I really hope that they make it out of there, frankly, alive. Well, you know, let's not even go there. It's about the money exchange, and let's see what these gang members say. You know, they start with a million and then settle for however many thousands, and those thousands have to get there, and they have to exchange that and then let them go. But, of course, it's terrible. Yeah, it's more than disconcerting. I get it, though, right? Because if you're going to be in a place like that, if you're going to help people who desperately need help, where do they need help? Haiti. And there's always been a lot of Americans and a lot of missionaries that have gone to Haiti. But if every other person is getting kidnapped, it's not safe. I mean, you know, you're risking your life. I mean, that's the deal. I suppose you could say missionaries going on any of the treks that they go on in Central America or South America or other places could find themselves in the same situation. But it seems to be particularly awful there, the desperation and the gangs realizing that they have people over a barrel. That's what I think. Let's go to Tom. Tom is shooting us an email from New Orleans. Boy, every time Louisiana, we got a lot of people listening in Louisiana, and it's all over the place, not just New Orleans, by the way, but it's got to be 990 AM WGSO, so thanks for that. And the question is, what do I think is going to happen with the supply chain? Will it bend, not break? Oh, I already think it's broken. And the question is, how quickly can you empty those ships, get them into port, especially in L.A., and, you know, that's why it's a 24/7 operation right now. It didn't used to be, but they had to order that to happen because the supply chain is broke. And how does it impact all of us? Massively. You know, I've talked to people who are waiting. I talked to, you know, we have our good friend Milan Vukovic, who's had the things he's had to deal with, but we're going to have him back on the show with some family serious health issues. But he wrote me something the other day, and he was talking about things that they had to deal with the tea, in getting the tea and fulfilling orders, and how difficult, you know, for a while that was because they're waiting for supplies. Lots of people are waiting, and so it's bottlenecked, right? And you know, shipping companies like FedEx and UPS, Walmart, they're trying to do what they can because they're trying to ease the strain on the supply chain. You got to think of the logistics of that. And it's how we get our stuff. It's how companies who are waiting for products get their stuff. They're waiting. The cargo ships, the trains, the trucks, all that delivers them to the stores, selling them, you know. It's complicated and it's complex, but it is going to hold us all hostage, and it is definitely broken, and that's why they have to have those cargo ships docking sooner rather than later. Meet you on the flip side.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of Sunday shooting incidents in America leading the news as multiple people were wounded and two people are in custody after a shooting at a Pennsylvania mall on Sunday afternoon. Police in Lancaster say they were called to the Park City Center just before 2:30. They found six people needed to be taken to local hospitals, though they are expected to recover. The Lancaster Bureau of Police says there's no imminent danger to the public, and the two people they believe were responsible are in custody. In Grambling, Louisiana, though, one person is dead and several others wounded after a shooting at Grambling State University. It happened just after 1 a.m. Sunday during a homecoming event. Several victims confirmed at the scene, with one of them being a student who was hospitalized. A non-student was the one who died from their wounds. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new week's about to begin, and the White House confirms President Biden will be resuming his active efforts to get his legislative priorities passed on Capitol Hill, one of them the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which his Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says would address a current problem. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Secretary Buttigieg said funding in the bill would quickly help fix some of the problems being caused by the coronavirus pandemic. He says the current supply chain problem will be addressed in the short term by the opening of the ports, including in Los Angeles, 24/7.
Our ports have not generally operated on a 24/7 basis. We've secured commitments to change that.
But he says that might not be able to last forever under the current situation. So again, that bipartisan infrastructure bill is something he says should be passed, as well as the so-called social infrastructure bill. That's one that Republicans simply won't sign on to, and Democrats are fighting about it themselves. This is USA Radio News.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
All right, I say that this show is about the buzz in my backyard and yours, the thing that we all have in common, the broke supply chain and what's being done about it, obviously the economy and where we're at with COVID restrictions, masks on, masks off, vaccinations, non-vaccinations. What are we doing with fully vaccinated travelers? They're going to be able to come to the U.S. even if their doses are mixed. Now, that's pretty interesting. And what are we doing with China? What are we doing with China? They're trying to disrupt the flow in our economy, obviously. And what do we do back to China? And I'm going to answer that question here in a second. But first, looking at what is happening with COVID, some people are getting booster shots. Some people will say you can take this shot and do whatever you want with it. Antibody tests still aren't giving some of the answers that people want about COVID-19 immunity, because, you know, who's immune? What does that mean? I mean, we know this. There's a fog of information out there. Some of it is crap and nonsense. Some of it is decent, and some of it is just, we don't know. You know, we don't know. I always say, look at it yourself. Examine it for yourself. But here's what we do know about the part about these test immunity, right? Some people are getting these antibody tests to determine if they've got immunity, the test for antibodies or the serology test, But they don't give the answer that you want, the hardcore answer, right? So like Maryland, South Carolina, they're doing these targeted antibody tests for specific purposes, but no state is really saying, hey, we're promoting these tests for you to determine whether you have sufficient immunity or you need a booster shot. I mean, no one's promoting that, but we know they're doing that in Maryland and South Carolina. The test could indicate the presence or even the level of these antibodies, corona-fighting antibodies, in the bloodstream. But scientists, from everything I understand and everything I've read and everything that I look at through people that I trust, people that I've seen on the front line, so to speak, and they've been right on other things, meaning in the business, in the scientific community, don't yet know what number of antibodies provide protection from COVID-19. Antibodies are protein molecules the immune system produces to neutralize viruses, right? That's the best definition that's out there. Or bacteria that have come into the body. But the short experience with COVID-19, there's missing information, right? It's just, there's too much we don't know. So there are some benefits, though, in doing the antibody test, determining whether someone with COVID-like symptoms had an earlier undetected COVID-19 infection. And I know two people in that situation that were deathly ill. This was before even people were really talking about COVID. So doctors are getting antibody tests for people who are worried about waning immunity. But again, how do you know your levels, right? And this goes back to the same problem of the more you know, the more you have no damn idea, right? Maryland has done antibody tests on about 500 nursing home people and determined that 50% of them showed declining antibodies over time. So on the basis of those tests, that governor, Republican Governor Larry Hogan, ordered boosters for all older Maryland people living in those kinds of housing situations, saying this is what we need to do. Right? So that could reinforce that. That's what he felt they had to do. In Kentucky, the state Senate passed a resolution in September that would have enabled residents to substitute an antibody test for proof of vaccination. The resolution proposed that a person with antibodies at a level above the 20th percentile of the immunized population should be recognized as having protection equal to that of a fully immunized person. But it didn't make it. So it just died off when the state house didn't take it up before the special session ended in September. So there's a lot of fog around this testing, but it's interesting, right, about what is being validated and what is happening with that, because obviously in Maryland, that governor, Republican governor, said, okay, so that I'm ordering these boosters. I'm saying everybody gets a booster in these situations, right? Will that be something that will become something bigger that happens down the line? Maybe down the line, right? And I mean, it's who's eligible for a booster shot. Are you even getting it? Are you even getting the first shot? I mean, that's also part of this whole thing. And on the idea of who's not getting it, who's getting it, you know, who's decided that they can't get it, it doesn't make any sense for them to get it, there are absolutely people that fall into that category for different reasons that are worried, right? Because they feel like they're could possibly be the exception. And one of those is a reporter who feels like, you know what, I'm going to quit because I can't do this, you know, vaccine mandate, and if I do, you know, if I do get the vaccine, then I can't say that I'm not concerned if, you know, I want to get pregnant in the future. Her name is Allison Williams, and she's actually a really good reporter, and she decided to step down rather than comply with the vaccine mandate on ESPN. She's an excellent reporter. College football, basketball sideline person, and she opted out of the season. She said she and her husband were trying for a second child, but she said that her request for accommodation was denied. So she said it was a hard decision. She's been covering college football and basketball sidelines since 2011, but she's quitting broadcasting for at least this season over the COVID-19 vaccination requirement in place at the company. She says, "My work's incredibly important to me, but the most important role I have is as a mother." As she tweeted that out, she said, "Throughout our family planning with our doctor, as well as a fertility specialist, I've decided not to get the vaccine while my husband and I try for a second child. It was a difficult decision, but after a lot of prayer and deliberation, I've decided I have to put my family and personal health first. I'm going to miss the sidelines. I'm thankful for the support of my ESPN family. I look forward to when I can return to the games and the jobs that I love." Because remember, the CDC encourages all pregnant people or people who are thinking about becoming pregnant and those breastfeeding to get vaccinated to protect themselves from COVID-19. And they're saying the vaccines have been safe and effective while warning that severe outcomes have been documented among unvaccinated pregnant people. But then there have been a handful of disasters. And of course, you see that and that's what you think about, right? Is this the right thing for me to do? So 15 years in that job and saying, you know what, I can't do it. What'll be interesting to see is what happens with Allison and her family planning, and then what happens after that. Will she, you know, she quit her job instead of getting vaccinated. Will they hire her back? Be interesting to watch that, because she was just excellent at what she did. And again, this shows you the lengths that, hey, I can't do this. And more people are going to be put in that situation in December because of what the president has said about the federal government and people who work for the federal government. And there was a big oops moment with the Bidens because of the whole masking thing. In D.C., and especially the D.C. mayor is adamant about it, Mayor Bowser reinstated an indoor mask mandate in July because of the surge of the Delta variant, and that hasn't come down. And per CDC guidance and the D.C. mayor's executive order, anybody over age 2, you're required to wear a mask indoors regardless of your vaccination status. So booster shots, whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to wear your mask in restaurants, except when you're actually physically putting drink or food in your mouth, and this says it all over the place. Well, the president and the first lady were caught in D.C. Leaving this Italian seafood restaurant, and while they were in there, there was footage of this where they weren't wearing the mask. After, I guess, they had gone to a Catholic Mass in Georgetown, they didn't wear the mask inside the restaurant. I mean, I don't know if they wore it part of the time and just weren't wearing it some of the time or what that was about, but there was definitely photos of that. So that's not good. That's a real oops moment, and that will certainly spark some backlash, I can only imagine, because this is just the beginning of the week. All right. What's on tap? We got it next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, what's on tap coming up this week and weeks down the road? China is a country with the world's most of the world's population, the biggest population, in other words, 1.4 billion. So think about that, 1.4 billion people. And China has now tested new space capabilities with this hypersonic missile. The launch last August of nuclear-capable rockets that circle the globe, I think, took U.S. intelligence by surprise, and there have been a lot of conversations since then about those missiles. And what does that mean, and how should we be, policing those missiles? And the answer is, do you think we're going to get straight answers out of missile launches and the tests, testing, surprising us with this and testing it? It's a nuclear missile that, in fact, can dodge American radars. So that's, needless to say, a little disconcerting, isn't it? They tested an orbital missile that, fitted with a nuclear warhead, could strike the U.S. from the south, effectively evading any of our early detectors, our radars. Now, there were two journalists that first reported this maybe 2 months ago, and the name of the system is called FOBS. So it's kind of like a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then it enters a brief stable orbit before deorbiting, apparently, after just a fraction of a trip around the Earth. So, as many of the most powerful radars are fixed and point in just one direction, a FOBS has great potential for an atomic sneak attack. Yikes. Which is, of course, what we always want to avoid. So, you look at our relationship and you look at what's happening with the Chinese, and there is a nuclear expert that I was reading about, Hans Christensen's take from the Federation of American Scientists in D.C., and he said, you know what? They're trying it all. How do they get around the system? That's what they're doing. And it's not a new concept, because the Soviet Union deployed a fractional orbital nuke in the 70s. So FOBS was destabilizing then and is still destabilizing today. But they say it's a rational response to the United States' development of sophisticated missiles. Ugh. You know, so, I mean, here's the thing, right? 78th launch, boosted into low orbit, hypersonic glide, circles the globe before gliding back down to Earth and missing its target by a couple of dozen miles. And it caught U.S. intelligence by surprise. To me, that's the scary thing. There was a warning that they might develop a FOBS. So these weapons launched into space could go through, you know, could go through their systems and then basically go in back into orbit, deorbit to a target after they go up into orbit. And, you know, this is like, I saw James Bond this weekend. This is like James Bond stuff, only it's very freaky because it's very real, right? So what do we do to balance the scale here security-wise? I mean, what do we spend? What do we develop? What's going on? Would we deploy an ABM system? Would we have that? Would that be an advantage to really have that system in place? I mean, look, in the mid-70s, Congress voted to dismantle what was left of Safeguard following the signing of the Strategic Arms Limitation Talks II agreement, because Moscow withdrew its FOBs, but now we got the Chinese developing it? I don't know. I mean, if you think about Bush 2, what did he do in early 2000? He withdrew the United States from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, which had limitations on the scope and scale of missile defenses and provided the foundation for limits on nukes. So we've spent hundreds of billions of dollars developing anti-missile systems, which supposedly they can intercept lower and slower ICBMs, but not catch something like that. So I guess it's motivated Russia and China, especially China, to do this hypersonic glider that could form the basis of a FOBS, which is a real threat to the U.S. because we don't have any early warning capability. We have no warning of that, right? I mean, it's a pretty interesting question. How would this current president respond to a Chinese FOBS? What would you do? Do you negotiate a new treaty banning fractional orbital nukes? Again, sending it up into space, can't detect it when it reorbits and hits the target. Or is it safe to assume, do we negotiate a new treaty specifically geared toward this? It'll be interesting to see what the Chinese do with the FOBs. What do they do? And or do we just keep falling back on deterrence. I mean, we fall back on deterrence, but is it really going to work with the Chinese? There's my question to you. They already surprised us with this test. A rocket carrying a hypersonic glide vehicle that flew through low orbit. Right? That is secretly testing Earth-circling nuclear capability. Just think about that for a few minutes. Let that digest for a few minutes and then tell me how that sits with you. There has to be some sort of a response. What's the response? I wish we had those shields, like I said, that they have in a James Bond-like movie. But that's not the reality. So the detectability is very scary that we missed it. And I think it sets up an interesting discussion with the Chinese. And where does that discussion go? Right? Where does it go? All right, so that's part of what's on tap, because I want to see, you know, ultimately there has to be some sort of response to this. There has to be. But what's the response to it, right? All right, here's a response we already know is sort of happening. Southwest has asked the court to keep the vaccine mandate in place. They asked a federal court to reject a request by the pilots union to block the vaccine mandate. All this is coming to a head in the beginning of December. So the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association sued earlier this month in order to prevent the company from mandating that the workers get the vaccine, saying that the airline illegally changed work rules rather than negotiate with them, and that the vaccine mandate unlawfully imposes new conditions of employment, and the new policy threatens termination of any pilot. So they're saying you can't do that to us. I mean, even the leadership of the group that represents the pilots, they issued a statement saying that they're not anti-vaccination, but they believe that under all circumstances, they got to represent the health and safety of the pilots and bring their concerns to the company, and that any adverse reaction to the shot could affect a pilot's ability to clear the required medical standards to fly an airplane. And Federal Aviation Administration rules prohibit pilots from working for 48 hours after getting a vaccine. Ugh, they already can't find crews, so this is a nightmare. And the two are colliding, and that's all happening pretty soon with that December deadline. All right, Music Means, I got to exit the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Big high five to Jeremy for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.